Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Friday, November 25th. Here at The Refresh from Insider, we bring you the news you need and want to know.
But today, we are off for the holiday weekend, and we hope you are too. So if you need to decompress from last night's dinner with your family, we know that we are, we wanted to leave you with two fun segments.
The first is our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie.
And then I had a chance to talk with the incomparable Cindy Gallup. She's the founder of Make Love Not Porn and says, as a woman in her 60s, she only dates men in their 20s.
I actually listened to this, and it's a great interview.
Cindy is full of surprises. Like, she says she can't wait to die alone. But just a heads up, we definitely talk about sex in this one. We know you'll enjoy it. And if you do, please share it.
But first, here's our friend Maddie Merritt for Morning Brew to play Two Headlines and a Lie. Maddie, remind our listeners how we play.
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than our homemade pumpkin pie filling.
You're a fake, Maddie.
It's not homemade, that's for sure.
No judgment here.
I'm busy.
I'm working here.
I'm a working businesswoman. Okay, Rebecca and Dave, you're going to try and guess which headline you think is the lie.
And Dave, we had a huge upset last time we played because actually you won, and I was also very proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Maddie, give us this week's headlines.
Okay. Headline A, Spam will be available in a figgy pudding flavor this winter. Headline B, Parisian undertaker aims to introduce bicycle hearse in France. And headline C, Christmas markets around the country facing catastrophic mulled wine shortage.
Okay, I feel like headline C is real because, you know, everyone loves mulled wine in the winter, or at least the Europeans do, I have been told.
I'm going to sound like a total idiot here, but why not? I've heard of mulled wine. I have no idea what it is.
It's like a sweet wine. It's like a wine that's been fortified and...
It's hot wine.
Yeah, warmed up and sweetened up with stuff.
Okay. That actually sounds pretty good.
That seems believable to me.
Okay.
I don't know what figgy pudding is, though it sounds like something out of Wallace and Gromit, so I'm going to go ahead and think it's a British thing.
Yeah.
Spam? Good. Figgy pudding spam? I don't know.
Kind of weird. Yeah. And then headline B is The Undertaker with a bicycle hearse? How's that supposed to work? Where does the body go? Is it kind of like in the basket like E.T.?
In the back. I assume it's just a little hearse and then a little connector and then someone just bikes it around town. Also believable.
What are you going to choose, Rebecca?
I think I'm going to choose headline A, the figgy pudding spam as a lie. Because a bicycle hearse just seems realistic to me.
Okay. I just have so many questions about headline B. With a bicycle hearse. I really would just want to know more. So in any case, I'm going to choose that one.
I bet I'm going to lose.
All right, Maddie, what's the truth?
You're both wrong.
Wow.
I know. The fake headline was actually the mulled wine shortage. I made that up.
Wow.
There's plenty of wine.
We should have known, I guess, right? Like,
damn. I don't know why. It just seems so basic to me.
I'm in your head.
Wow, Maddie.
Wow. All right. Well, do you want to tell us more about these real headlines then?
Yes. Okay. So spam actually is horrifyingly introducing a figgy pudding flavor this holiday season. And if you're anything like me and have no idea what the hell figgy pudding actually is, it's a rich boiled pudding spiced with nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. Spam even released a video announcing the new flavor, featuring claymation-style Christmas characters.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year. Bring us some figgy pudding. Bring us some figgy pudding.
Wait, what is figgy pudding?
And yeah, if you're wondering what you can even make with this concoction, Spam has some recipes listed on its website, including something called Spiced Dutch Baby Pancakes with Spam, Figgy Pudding, and Cranberry Butter. So if fruitcake doesn't seem like a mean enough gift, Spam Figgy Pudding should work.
I'm desperately trying not to yuck any yums.
I'm intrigued.
I read a review that someone said it tasted like hot dog jello.
Wow, what a rave review. Hot dog jello.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, do you want to tell us about headline B? Because, yeah, I'm dying to know about this bicycle hearse.
So, yeah, an undertaker in Paris has created a bicycle hearse. Instead of a regular hearse, which is like, you know, a car that can fit a coffin in the back, this is a specially designed cargo bike that carries the coffin at the front. She says it's a more down-to-earth and green way to conduct a funeral. It creates a procession without any cars because the mourners walk behind the bike. She described it beautifully, saying, "We hear each other. We hear the sounds of nature around us, the wind in the trees, the birds. In my view, this is the best way to console yourself." She's still waiting for approval to take the idea to market. Bike hearses are already a thing in some other countries like Switzerland and Denmark, but this would be the first in France. Next up, skateboard and rollerblade hearse.
I'll leave it to Maddie to have a nice earnest moment just ruined with a joke.
Give me the skateboard hearse.
What's up, dudes? Y'all ready to grieve?
Little kickflip with a corpse on the front.
Well, thank you so much, Maddie. Dave, a pleasure losing with you.
A pleasure.
Be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter and listen to the refresh from Insider again next week for another two headlines and a lie.
Now for a look at changing relationship norms, and a heads up, we're going to be talking about sex. Cindy Gallup isn't your typical 62-year-old. For one thing, she's not married and doesn't have any grandchildren, let alone children, but Cindy recently talked to Insider about her preference for casual sex, mostly with men in their 20s. And she's so comfortable being single, she says she can't wait to die alone. Cindy Gallup is the founder of Make Love Not Porn, an online user-generated platform for all things, well, sex. Hey, Cindy.
Hi, great to be here.
So you decided a long time ago to stop looking for the one and instead chose to focus on casual relationships. So what led you to that decision?
From the moment we're born as women, we're told our entire life is a search for the one. What that means is every party you go to, will he be there? And what that makes you do is spend hours glamming yourself up. You go to the party, you compete with other women, and at the end of the night, you trudge home going, oh, he wasn't there, never mind, maybe we'll be at the next one. In my 30s, one day I just went, sod this, I'm not looking for the one anymore. Oh my God, what a relief. I would just go to social occasions and enjoy myself. So that was terrific. But then the younger men thing was a total accident because I was running an advertising agency here in New York, and we were asked to pitch for an online dating brand that was coming out of the UK. So we all had to online date. And this was 20 years ago, none of us ever had. So the rest of my team went online as fake personas, but I went, okay, I've got to do this anyway for business. Why not do it for real? So posted my profile across a bunch of sites, very honest about everything, including my age, got an avalanche of responses, very good for the ego, but much to my surprise, most of those responses were from much younger men. And I went, whoa, here I am running an ad agency in the world's toughest advertising marketplace, working 24/7, having no fun. This sounds like a really good way to have some fun. And so that was how I began dating younger men, and I've never looked back.
So one important point that you make, though, is that you say just because these relationships you have are casual, that doesn't mean that they're not meaningful. In fact, some of these casual ships last up to 2 or 15 years. So what do you get out of these casual relationships, and what do the men get out of it?
When I meet the younger men I meet on cougar dating sites, I always ask them, why were you on that site? And what I hear most often is girls my own age are very insecure. Unfortunately, you know, when you are born as a woman, everything around us conspires to make us feel insecure about everything we do. You know, the way we look, the way we walk, the way we dress. Nice girls do this, nice girls don't do that. So I completely understand those insecurities. But, you know, what they find appealing is being with an older woman who is entirely confident and comfortable in herself. And obviously there are enormous benefits to being with an older woman who's entirely confident and comfortable with herself in bed.
So what do you get out of these casual relationships?
I am somebody, as you referenced, Dave, who has never ever wanted to be married. I've never wanted children. I adore being single. When you decide that you do not want to be in love, you strip a whole layer of crap out of your life immediately. And so I just found this dating model suited me down to the ground.
So I'm sure that there are lots of listeners out there who live life completely opposite to you. They can't imagine having casual sex and instead do enjoy long-term relationships with someone that they would call the one. What can those people, though, learn from your way of life?
I believe everybody should be free to design the relationship model that works for them. And by the way, that is one of the many benefits of my business, Make Love Not Porn, because we are a unique window onto the funny, messy, wonderful, loving ways we all have sex in the real world. When you watch our social sex videos, you are also getting a glimpse into how other people design their relationship models. We celebrate the full glorious spectrum of human sexuality, but also the many ways in which people approach it. And I'll give an example. So we have a Make Love Not Porn Stars, we call our contributors. People write their personal narratives to introduce their real-world sex videos. So she shares videos where what she explains in the intro is she and her husband have an agreement. Once a year, she is allowed to meet up with her high school sweetheart in a motel and shag each other's brains out. Point being, for people who, on the one hand, to your point, absolutely want a monogamous relationship, but on the other hand, would like to bring some excitement and freedom into it, what you see on Make Love Not Porn is the real world version of this. Everybody is free to design how you want your relationship to work, and there are actually many more ways of operating that than you might think if all you ever see is what popular culture shows you.
So Cindy, I think this is the question that everybody wants to know from you. From your years of experience, what is the key to good sex?
It's really, really simple. My background is 37 years working in advertising. I've spent 37 years working in the business of communication. I know, therefore, that everything great in life and in business is born out of great communication. Sex is no different. When you communicate in bed, when you talk about what you like, what you don't like, when you say, let's explore this together, you know, that is absolutely how you get to great sex. And when you communicate, you get to a place where both of you are enjoying yourselves enormously, and that is transcendental when it comes to sex.
Cindy, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Cindy Gallup is a consultant and the founder of Make Love Not Porn.
We'll be back with our regular programming on Monday. In the meantime, make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Friday, and we want to give a shout out to the team that makes our show. The Refresh from Insider is produced by Grace Eliza Goodwin, Frank Alito, Dan Gooding, and us, Dave Smith.
And Rebecca Ibarra. Carrie Donahue is our executive producer. As always, thanks to Andy Bowers for his guidance and our senior producer, Rob Gunther, who's spending time with his new baby.
And on this holiday weekend, we are thankful for you, our listeners. We hope you have a great weekend.